The Moses Portal. We're in the courtyard of the Archbishop's Palace, looking at the cathedral. Can you see the statue of the man between the portal and the rose? It's Moses, holding the tablets of law. He represents the Old Testament. Look up to the top. The point, which looks like a roof, is known architecturally as a gable. And above it, high in the heavens, is the Virgin carrying the infant Jesus. Mary announces the Gospel, in other words, the New Testament. Let's have a look at the cathedral from right to left. St. Stephen's of Sens opens up before you. The long 12th century nave, the large 13th century windows, the chapels of the 14th century choir, and the raised late 15th century transept bear witness to this splendour of space and time. Before you, saints, kings, popes, painters and poets all witness this sight that we are seeing. Saint Bernard and Abelard, Saint Thomas Becket, and Pope Alexander III, Saint Louis and Marguerite of Provence, the painter Jean-Baptiste Corot, and the poet Stéphane Mallarmé. Not forgetting the great traveller Émile Montigu, who wrote in Memories of Burgundy. This church is so spacious, or at least so well laid out, to give the impression of size that you feel more at ease here than in any other cathedral. And Victor Hugo, to whom we give the last word. This Cathedral of Sens is cathedral from beginning to end. It is art, intertwined with history. It is the religion of the soul, powerfully combined with the philosophy of action. The wings of the Archbishop's Palace that surround us house a wealth of objects from the Museum of Sens. The treasure of the cathedral and the collections of Gallo-Roman steles are absolutely not to be missed. Neither is the history of the town itself, which you can discover in another audio tour. Thank you for continuing your visit.